Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever taken a watch, a ring, or other item to a pawn shop to use that item as collateral for borrowing some money? If and when you were financially able, you could go back to the pawn shop and redeem the item you had used for collateral. The word redeem need not have any theological significance, but it does when it is used in the Scriptures. Paul wrote to Titus of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2:13-14. The Apostle Peter encouraged God's children to pass the time of their sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:17 and 18. Both Paul and Peter use the Greek lutrao, which means to release by payment of a ransom. Men and women are pictured as being in the bonds of slavery and are released by the ransom God provided when Jesus died on the cross. While a different Greek word is used in the following verse, the thought is very similar. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Galatians 3:13. The Greek verb agorazo, used in this verse, literally means to buy. It is used, for example, of buying a field, Matthew 13:44, of buying food, Matthew 14:15, and of buying fine linen, Mark 15:46. Paul used the word of Christ buying us with His own life, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. In Galatians 3:13, Paul used an intensified form of the word which means to buy out. It was used especially of buying men and women out of slavery. In our context, Paul used the word of Christ freeing both Jew and Gentile from the law of Moses and from the curse attached to that law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Does Paul's statement seem reasonable to you? After all, the law of Moses was just as much the law of God as is the new covenant. How could the Mosaic covenant be considered a curse, a law of bondage? Paul tells us that the law was designed to bring us to Christ. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Galatians 3:24-25. The law was a curse in the sense that it could not accomplish all God had in mind for those who live under the Christian dispensation. Paul severely castigated the Judaizing teachers among the Galatian churches for attempting to lead God's people back to the bondage of the law. False brethren went among the Galatians to privily spy out their liberty, which they had in Christ, and to bring them into bondage. Galatians 2:4. Paul did not endure such preaching and practice for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Galatians 2:5. The law was good, but the continued use of it would make the suffering and death of Christ unnecessary and cruel. Why did Christ have to die, if men can be saved by keeping the law of Moses? Christ took the law away by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." According to these words, the cruel tragedy of the cross became the greatest relief and redemption the world has ever known. Christ not only removed the law from both Jew and Gentile, His death on the cross took away the sins of all who come to Him in faith and obedience. How wonderfully blessed we are because of what Jesus accomplished on our behalf when He died on a Roman cross. Thank you for listening, and may God bless and keep you.